لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Each time we stop classes, travel, and then we come back and we're able to commence classes, I'm very happy. Each time we stop a class, we travel, people, everybody goes about their businesses or whatever. And then we are able to reconvene class, I'm usually happy. Because sometimes, somehow, Allah knows you will just go and then you will not be able to convene. It's just like that. Just anybody. So may Allah keep us firm on the path of truth, that whenever He takes our life, He makes it be on the path of Iman. In continuation of our book, Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya fi al-Masail al-Fiqhiyya, by Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Shawkani rahimahullah. Al-Imam al-Shawkani said, I think we read, وَإِذَا اخْتَلَّتْ صَلَاةُ الْإِمَامِ كَانَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَيْهِ لَا عَلَى الْمُؤْتَمِينَ بِهِ كُفْ وَإِذَا اخْتَلَّتْ صَلَاةُ الْإِمَامِ كَانَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَيْهِ لَا عَلَى الْمُؤْتَمِينَ بِهِ كُفْ. Then he says, وَمَوْقِفُهُمْ خَلْفَهُ, the place of standing of the people is behind the Imam. إِلَّا الْوَاحِيَةِ, except if the person praying behind the Imam is just one person. فَعَنْ يَمِينِهِ, in that case, if one person is praying behind the Imam, he will be on the right side of the Imam. I think we discussed this in the last one. The hadith of Jabir, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Cool? We remember in the hadith of Jabir that when Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari radiallahu anhumah, he stood on the left of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet held his hands and brought him to the right. Then the other companion came, Jabbar ibn Sakh. The second companion who came to join the Salah was who? Jabbar ibn Sakhrin. He was the one who came to join the Salah, and he joined on the left side of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet was at the middle of Jabir alayhi salatu wasalam and Jabbar ibn Sakhrin. He held their hands, pushed them backwards, and then he moved forward. Alayhi salatu wasalam. We discussed in that class that what we do, that some people now go and stay on the right, stay on the left, is that what we should do is stay on the other side, the Imam will pull you backwards. And you see, he pushed them behind him directly and then he moved forward. It's one proof that the Imam should be at the middle of the people. He didn't go to their side, left or right. He brought them both to his back. That hadith is a very important hadith in this issue. And I hope that our brothers went back to Sahih Muslim to look for it. Barakallahu fik. Very lengthy hadith. Then he said, Rahimahullah, Al-Imam al-Shawkani said, Wa imamatu nisa wasata saf. Wa imamatu nisa wasata saf. And the person leading women, Ti obinibang kirun fun awon obinrin nile maamu. Aye, ti obinrin yo duro si aarin awon obinrin yoku. If a woman is leading other women in Salah, she will stay at their middle. She will not stay in front of them like a man, the way a man stays in front of the Saf al-Sufuf in Salah. In our own locality now, if we say, some people can say, Eh, Jama Chiba Nalo, Sibile Mamu Nangu, go on. ti fọpọlọ ṣẹṣẹ niyẹn, ọpọlọ tiẹ niyẹn. That is not what Allah has legislated. In tilu ọba dẹ́dà ti òjíṣẹ́ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tí wọ́n bá fi lọ́lẹ̀ lẹ́yìn tí máa ń ṣẹ̀sìn àti fi agídí àti ọpọlọ ṣe. So the sunnah regarding a woman who is leading other women in salah is that wamaukifuha wasat as-saf, is at the middle of the saf. Then al-Imam Shawkani said rahimahullah, I hope that we finish this portion today. Bismillah. Then he said watuqaddamu sufufu ar-rijal, وَتُقَدَّمُ صُفُوفُ الرِّجَالِ ثُمَّ الصِّبْيَانِ ثُمَّ النِّسَاءِ وَتُقَدَّمُ صُفُوفُ الرِّجَالِ ثُمَّ الصِّبْيَانِ ثُمَّ النِّسَاءِ وَالْأَحَقُّ بِالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى وَالْأَحَقُّ بِالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ أولي الأحلام والنهى وعلى الجماعة أن يسووا صفوفهم وأن يصدوا الخلل وأن يتموا الصف الأول ثم الذي يليه ثم كذلك وأن يصدوا الخلل وأن يتموا الصف الأول ثم الذي يليه ثم كذلك. الإمام الشوكاني said وتقدم صفوف الرجال ثم الصبيان ثم النساء والأحق بالصف الأول أولو الأحلام والنهى وعلى الجماعة أن يسووا صفوفهم وأن يسدوا الخلل وأن يتم الصف الأول ثم الذي يليه ثم كذلك. So we're starting from تقديم صفوف الرجال. الإمام الشوكاني محمد بن علي الشوكاني رحمه الله he says وتقدم صفوف الرجال. If we want to observe salah in jama'a, as we are here now, there are men, there are boys, there are children, little young ones, and then there are women. If we want to make rules now, Imam Shawkani said, وَتُقَدَّمُ صُفُوفُ الرِّجَالِ, the rules of the men should be in front. So men will make their rules in front. How are we going to make the rules? The way we pin our small fingers and make a V shape, is that the way to make sufuf? We'll discuss it today, inshallah. It says, وَتُقَدَّمُ صُفُوفُ الرِّجَالِ, the roles of the men will be in front. Rahimahullah. ثُمَّ الصِّبْيَانِ, then the little young ones. ثُمَّ النِّسَاءِ, little young ones amongst the men, amongst the males. And he says, ثُمَّ النِّسَاءِ, then after that, women at the back. So we have men, little young boys, women at the back. Imam Shawkani says, Rahimahullah, وَتُقَدَّمُ صُفُوفُ الرِّجَالِ, the roles of the men should be in front, should be made to be in front. ثُمَّ الصِّبْيَانِ, after them, little young boys. ثُمَّ النِّسَاءِ, then after them, the rules of women. This statement by Al-Imam Shawkani is backed up by a hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One of the tabi'un, Abdurrahman ibn Ghanmin, Ghanmin, not Ghanamin. Abdurrahman ibn Ghanmin, radiyallahu rahimahullah, said that he heard Abu Malik al-Ash'ari. Abdurrahman ibn Ghanmin is Ash'ari. The person who reported from Ibn Ghanmin, Shahr ibn Hawshab, is Ash'ari. Abdul Hamid ibn Bahram, who reported the hadith from Shahr ibn Hawshab, is
Ash'ari.
So there is Silsilatul Ash'ariyin. And the Sahabi of the hadith itself is who? Abu Malik ibn al-Ash'ari. Very interesting hadith. He said, Abdul Rahman said, قال أبو مالك الأشعري لقومه. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari was a Sahaba. So after the Prophet died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was teaching the people about Salah. He taught them other things. When the time of Salah came, he said, let me teach you how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be. He says, Ala usalli lakum salata Rasulillah. Should I not observe the Salah as the Messenger would do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, فَصَفَّ الرِّجَالِ صَفَّ الرِّجَالِ. When he wanted to do that, فَصَفَّ الرِّجَالِ, he arranged the men. ثُمَّ صَفَّ الْوِلْدَانِ, and then he arranged the little young boys. خَلْفَ الرِّجَالِ, behind the men. ثُمَّ صَفَّ النِّسَاءِ, then the women also were arranged. خَلْفَ الْوِلْدَانِ, behind the little young boys. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari said he wanted to teach the people how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would observe the Salah. فَصَفَّ الرِّجَالِ, so he arranged the men. ثُمَّ صَفَّ الْوِلْدَانِ خَلْفَ الرِّجَالِ, then the little young boys. ثُمَّ صَفَّ الْوِلْدَانِ خَلْفَ الرِّجَالِ, he arranged the little ones behind the men. ثُمَّ صَفَّ النِّسَاءِ خَلْفَ الْوِلْدَانِ, then the women were made to arrange their rows behind the little young boys. This hadith occurs in Musnad Imam Ahmad. Before we proceed, I mentioned that this hadith is from the hadith of Shahr ibn Hawsham. If we follow up the rulings of Shaykh al-Albani on this hadith, he will say this hadith is daif. But the correct thing, as others among the ulama have said, is that this hadith is at least hasan. And the area of difference is regarding this reporter himself, Shahr ibn Hawsham. That hadith also occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud, with the same isnad of Shahr ibn Hawsham. Nobody reported hadith except him. So what happened was that the scholars are differed regarding Shahr. Some say he's a reporter, reliable reporter of hadith. People like Al-Imam Abu Zura'at al-Razi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and others, Yahya ibn Ma'in, Abdul Rahman ibn Mahdi, and others, Al-Imam Al-Ijmi, they say Shahr ibn Hawshab is a reliable reporter of hadith. On the other hand, there are others who reject his hadith. So the views are in twos. They are double regarding Shah. Amongst them, Al-Imam Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan, Imam Shu'bah ibn al-Hajjaj, and others, they reject his hadith. They say the weak reporter of hadith. So just like Masail Fiqhiyah, the scholars of hadith will make dirasa. They will make a study. What are the reasons why they say that this rawi? And Shahr ibn Hawshab min kibar al-Qurra, is from among the Qurra, is from among the big scholars of recital of Quran. Shahr ibn Hawshab. And he met many companions. Radiallahu anhu. He was a well-known tabi. But there are issues regarding him, whether he is a reliable reporter of hadith or not. But the correct thing, inshallah, is that Al-Imam Shahr ibn Hawshab is a reporter of hadith that is dependent upon. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah said, Ma ahsana hadithahu. How nice are his reports? Al-Imam al-Mizzi said, Wa wasaqahu. He mentioned him to be a reliable reporter of hadith. Imam Ahmad. Likewise, Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he said, Shaharun Hassan al-Hadith. Imam al-Bukhari. The Shahr ibn Hawshab, Hassan al-Hadith. His hadith is Hassan. The issues why they said his hadith are weak, they mentioned them. If we go to Mutawwalat al-Rijal, we'll find them there. It was a lengthy discussion. And Al-Imam al-Zahabi, he has a book, Man tukullima fihi wa huwa muwassat. Man tukullima fihi wa huwa muwassat. Those amongst the reporters who have been criticized, they are reporters of hadith, but they have been criticized for one thing or the other. Wahuwa muwassat. But this same person who was criticized regarding his reporting of hadith, huwa muwassat. There are others amongst the scholars who say that he's a reporter that is reliable. It's a whole book by Imam al-Zahabi. And the conclusion also in that book by Imam al-Zahabi is that Sha'arim Hawshab Hassan al-Hadith. Ala al-Aqad. His hadith is Hassan. The Sheikh al-Albani has a view, rahimahullah, that Sha'arim Hawshab is a weak reporter of hadith. When if you read Sharh ila al-Tirmidhi by Al-Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, you will find this discussion on Sha'ar there. One of our teachers read that book to us. So when we got there, I wasn't convinced that Sha'ar, he is of the opinion that Sha'ar is a weak reporter. But we will not say that. We will not even ask it as a question. So what I used to tell the brothers that I'm not convinced about this position of Sheikh al-Albani that our teacher took to. So I used to just have it as an opinion inside me. Till some months ago I saw Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi. That is his opinion too. I was very happy. I wish I could go back to show the rest of the brothers. I used to say that Sha'ar is a reliable person. So Sha'ar ibn Hawshab Hassan al-Hadith al-Aqal. That is point one. Point two is that this hadith was reported from him by a reporter, Abdul Hamid ibn Bahram. This reporter, Abdul Hamid ibn Bahram, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi said, rahimahullah, qala Ahmad ibn Hanbal, that Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, la ba'asa bi hadith Abdul Hamid ibn Bahram an Sha'ar ibn Hawshab. La ba'asa bi hadith عبد الحميد بن بهرام عن شهر ابن حوشب. There is no debt, no weakness. It is not a weak thing. It is something to rely on. What is that? The reports of عبد الحميد بن بهرام from who? From شهر ابن حوشب. So the least ruling we will give this hadith is that the hadith is Hassan. And the muhakkik of the Musnad, the copy of Musnad Ahmad, which was commenced by Sheikh Ahmad Shakir, also related hadith Hassan, and many others who viewed that Sha'ar was a reliable reporter of hadith. You had seen Allah with this hadith, the great Hassan, that Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu came in front of the people and he told them, let me teach you how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would observe his salah. He says, qassaffa al-rijal. Then he arranged the men, summa man, summa al-wildan, khalf al-rijal. Then he arranged the boys behind who? The men, little young boys. He said, wasaffa al-nisa, khalf al-wildan. Then he arranged the women behind the boys. The little young boys were arranged at the back. So that hadith is Hassan. If you ask, why are we going to say and discuss Sha'ar ibn Hawshab? Because what we are mostly conversant with are ahadith regarding the rulings by Sheikh al-Albani. So if you go back to source now and you find that Sheikh al-Albani said the hadith is da'if, you say, oh, so-and-so person is depending upon a weak hadith. So we have to discuss the fact that to say that that hadith is weak is a weak opinion. And this is the reason. If you too go back to sources, if you have the ability, you'll be able to defend your friend. So the hadith of Sha'ar ibn Hawshab al-Ash'ari is Hassan. Hassan al-Hadith. We mentioned those who said it before now, and those who said it in our generation. So it's not a stretch, inshallah. So that hadith has it that sufufu rijal, like al-imamu Shawkani said, wa tuqaddamu sufufu rijal, kum, thumma man, thumma subiyan, thumma man, thumma nisa. Among the people who gave evidence to that hadith of Abu Malik al-Ash'ari was Imam Shawkani himself, which meant that he depended on that hadith. Rahimahullah. There's a second hadith of Anas, but there will be no need for us to read that hadith regarding this point, because that hadith of Abu Malik al-Ash'ari is sufficient evidence that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will arrange the men, then who? Little young boys. Then who? Women. The sufuf. Then al-Imam al-Shawkani said, وَالْأَحَقُّ بِالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى وَالْأَحَقُّ بِالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. Before we proceed, some of the scholars say that this is not now proof that if children stand between and together with adults, then they don't have salah, or that the salah is faulty. No. Children can stand in between the elder adults. If you don't forget, in the last class we cited the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, wherein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led them in salah. And behind the Prophet was Anas, wayateen, and an orphan. Little young boys stood with Anas behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say this is evidence that even those little young boys, it is allowed for them to stand with us. Turagwalagba mi sonu, may Allah protect us. They can say, yeah, they heard a hadith that the messenger in his time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, little young boys used to stay at the back. So they can stay at the front. There's also the hadith of Allah. They can stay with adults. They can stay together with adults too, as is in the hadith of Anas. More so if the space is there for them. If the space is there for them, they can. They can even stand behind the Imam directly if they are in that category. Read to us. So, but ceteris paribus, all things being equal, we want to arrange things as they should be, the men, then the boys. Then who? Women. Behind. Then al-Imam al-Shawkani said, وَالْأَحَقُّ بِالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى وَالْأَحَقُّ بِالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. صَوِّ الْجِسَرِ. وَالْأَحَقُّ بِالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. And those who have a greater right to stay in the first row, they are ulul ahlam. A brother told me to tell you brothers recording that they beg you in the name of Allah, record this thing well for us because we are following it. Brother saw me on a journey. Say, Abu Nasr, I have a message. Tell those people. We are looking at the books like this and listening to the audio. Let them record it well so that they can have reward over us too. The brother said that to me. He said, I beg you, deliver this message. I told him I will deliver it. So I have delivered it. So let's try to do it well. About a month ago, a brother called me from Finland. He said he did something the masjid, somebody rejected. Ha, what are you doing? He said, he has proof. He said, what is the proof? He said, at that time, he could not recall the hadith. But he heard that he had listened to it in one of the classes on Ad-Durar al-Bahir. He went home, he played it again. He wrote down the hadith. He wrote down the reference. The next day, he met the brother in the masjid. I have your proof now. So sometimes you wouldn't know where Allah will take what you do to. But it will not be the one saying it alone. The one who collected it and recorded it in court. How is that one? Someone said it. Someone packaged it. and send it to the rest of the people. Are they not going to share the rewards? They are going to share Kiapa and you can go let me. So let us do it well. May Allah reward all of us with goodness and accept it as acts of worship. People like Imam Muslim, they were at our age, they had finished Sahihs. Imam al-Nawawi, at our age, he had finished Al-Majmu'. He has finished Sharh Sahih Muslim. At our age, Imam al-Nawawi had finished the Sharh of Sahih Muslim. At our age, now. So we must be thinking of what to leave behind and go. Some people will come tomorrow, they hear this. So for the sake of Allah, let us pay good attention to it. Pay good attention. I saw some brothers from Edo. I said, Quran has been translated to Igbo. It has been translated to Hausa. It has been translated to Yoruba. Is it translated in Isako? You know Isako is the language, the most popular language in Benin. Or Isa. Or you sit down, write it in notebook. Don't think today you want to publish it. Write it in notebook. When you write it in the book, tomorrow your son or somebody else will come and type it. And next tomorrow, somebody else will come and print it. The following day, another person will come and review the translation and publish it, and the asshole will still be you. But many of us waste our time on WhatsApp and Facebook. Many Shabab, to love them, you see them, they think that it's on Facebook to show that you are following them. Waste of time. May Allah protect us. Al-Imam Shawkani said, by 45, Shawkani had read this book we are reading. At age 45, Shawkani had finished the Zura Rubahid. Let us spend our time well, because Allah will ask us about that time. Imam Shawkani said, "Wal ahaqqu bis saff al awwal ulul ahlam wan nuha. Wal ahaqqu, those who are most deserving, bis saff al awwal, to be on the first row, they are who? Ulul ahlam, the people of matured intellect, people of maturity, wa nuha, and sound sense, and nuhya to his intelligence, because it will protect you from sapatis min al-afai. It will protect you from arousing al-afai, from shameful practice, and nuhya, intelligence. So ulul ahlam wa nuha are the people of what? Intelligence. Ulul ahlam, people of maturity, and nuha, intelligence. So people of what? Maturity and what? Intelligence. You should be behind me in Salah. So Al-Imam Shawkani said, وَالْأَحَقُّ بِالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. Those people who should be Al-Ahaqqu, most deserving. Look at how he phrased it. If أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى come late, I know Sahib al-Hilmi wa Nuhya will do that. Come late for Salah. Maybe in our own times now, many of us claim Salafinimi, Ufayde Masati, Salafini Aluto. May Allah protect us. You see somebody, Ham Salaf, Salaf, he goes late to Salah. So you can find people like that at the back. It will not be in Saful Awwal. Go and read about the past Salaf that you ascribe yourself to and say you are Salafi. Go and read about Salaf regarding Salaf. There are amongst them who for 20 years, for 40 years, before Takbiratul Ihram, they are in Masjid. in our own times we delay. Ikama la mansof, we have not started the call. La, go to the message end. Let's leave us aside because of time. Al-Imam al-Shawkani said, وَالْأَحَقُ بِالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. Those who are most deserving to be in the frontal rows, to be in the front row, the first row after the Imam, they are أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ, the people of maturity, وَالنُّهَى, and intelligence. They have the greater right to be directly behind the Imam in Salah. And the proof for that is the hadith of Abu Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, who said that kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam yamsahu manakibana fi salah, yamsahu masaha, yamsahu manakibana fi salah. Stand up, stand up. Eat. His companion makes up. He said the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yamsahu manakibana. He will be touching our shoulder. He will be moving the shoulder. He push this one shoulder while we are observing salah. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa yakul istawu. He'll be pushing their shoulders to ensure, like here now, we are supposed to push these shoulders to touch themselves. The companion said, radiallahu anhu, the Prophet was doing that. I wish that I could stand up to them. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, ya musahu manakibana. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, this is manakib. This is cut shoulder. What do you call here? In a label. This is the shoulder. What do you call this legs? Somebody who studied anatomy should tell us. Huh? The shoulder, and then what? As you move towards the upper arm, the joint between the shoulder and the upper arm, there's a lump of flesh there. Here. This is the manakib. See, yamsahu manakib. Look at it. Like this. You see now? He will do like this. He will do like this. To ensure that these shoulders touch themselves. We read the hadith of Anas and Bara bin Azib. He will hold it, touch the shoulders. To ensure that the rows are straight, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he will say to them, so, how is that? The Prophet used to do so, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Baba Aisha. Those are your jobs. The Prophet used to make Ali ibn Abi Talib to do it. He will do the first row and say to Ali, do the next row, the next row. He will appoint people on the rows to do it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the rows are not straight, he will not start salah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why the correct view among the ulama is that taswiyat as-sufuf is from the wajibat of salah. Ara oranya iru jama oranya. Yeke safu godo gu. Ti o bagun iwa sheni. Agbo lema nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The consequence of not making the soft to be straight. You will hear it from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So Abu Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yamsahu manakibana. He will say yamsahu manakibana. We may be thinking he's touching our shoulder. That is what he will do. Fi salah. He will be touching our shoulders in salah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa yakulu istawu. The Prophet will say, istawu. Ejio dogba. E dogba. Be straight. Be equal. Be balanced.
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wala takhtalifu, am I yapa? Don't be different. Somebody pushing. We'll see, we'll come back to it. One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after arranging the room, he wanted to make takbir. He just saw that somebody's step came out. He said, Ibadallah. He announced him, go back. We'll come back to this hadith, inshallah, today. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not joke with Sufu. Lonia, what's up? Oh, did that man make him for ah? But he died there. Anabi ni o ti da be sallallahu alaihi wasallam safu godogun ka to bere tori pe ki safu ogun ara erun that the saf or the sufuf is straight and balanced is from the aspects of salah. So the Prophet will say istawu wa la takhtalifu fa takhtalifu qulubukum, stand balanced wa la takhtalifu. Wala takhtalifu, so that if I need to stand up again, because we say stand up again. Jazakallahu khairan. Istawu wala takhtalifu fatakhtalifa qulubukum, stand straight wala takhtalifu, don't differ, don't stand bent. Ayaga, anabi amara tushe sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the chest, unakai, he will straighten their chest. So you ayare also. If you touch a Yoruba man, he will say, "How can I think of your land?" Kilo wa wa made masa singa tujakwi eruyembo. Chuba awa limamu yena owa owa umao. May Allah protect us. We have a lot of work to do in our land. Allah, he said, "What I say, lay by him." Oh, I want fire no more. So, can you say, "Go for Kaka, go for Kamilana"? But you for Kao, what's the deal? Think I saw a lot. Niaburukuniwa. Stow while I talk telephone. فَتَخْتَلِفَ قُلُوبُكُمْ, stand firm, balanced, and don't differ. فَتَخْتَلِفَ قُلُوبُكُمْ, because if you differ, the result is that your what? Your heart too will differ. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِيَلِيَنِي أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى, لِيَلِيَنِي. This kalima ulama are differed regarding it. Some say liyaliyani. Some say liyalini ulul ahlami wa nuha. Following up the difference, you see that it's more of semantics. Which of them you say? Liyaliyani, liyalini ulul ahlami wa nuha. Any of them you say is correct, inshallah. So the Prophet gave an order, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ulul ahlami wa nuha should be the ones to stand directly behind him. Who are ulul ahlami wa nuha? People of what? Maturity and intelligence should stand behind him. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. Then he said, summa allazina yalunahum, summa allazina yalunahum. Then after them, then after them, then after them. When I read this hadith, the first thing that came to my mind, we are not all the same. We are different from one another. And so when we come into the mosque, we should not say, oh, because we are all praying together. This is the place for so-so-so, please. It's come on now. Know your place. Although ulul ahlam, they may have darura, they may have haja that keeps them away, but they have the place directly behind the imam. The Prophet said so, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ma biyakwe talu sabay anabi, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, liya liyani ulul ahlami wa nuha, thumma allazina yalunahum, thumma allazina yalunahum. Then those after them, them, those after them. This hadith that I read occurs in Sahih Muslim. It also occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. Al-Imam al-Nasa'i also reported the hadith. When ulama read hadith, they give us a way of writing this. If you want to say Rawahu Muslim wa Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi, it may be long. Muslim is Mim, Nasa'i is Noon, Ibn Majah is Qaf, like that. So you should have these short forms to write if you write the hadith, so that it will be easy for you to compile. I hope that we got the evidence for that statement of Al-Imam Shawkani. He says, وَتُقَدَّمُ صُفُوفُ الرِّجَالِ كُوْ ثُمَّ الصِّبِيَانِ ثُمَّ النِّسَاءِ. That is based on which hadith? The hadith of Abi Malik al-Ash'ari. Then he said, وَالْأَحَقُ بِالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. That is based on which hadith? The hadith of Abu Mas'udin al-Ansari. It occurs in Sahih Muslim. Then he says, Rahimahullah, وعلى الجماعة أن يسووا صفوفهم وعلى الجماعة أن يسووا صفوفهم وعلى الجماعة. That congregation has a duty. أن يسووا كيش صفو. Here, sawu. So the person can say sawu. I hear some people say it's tofu. I don't know where they got it. Istifa'u means kiyo danka saloto. Kiyo danka salesa. Did I get the Yoruba? Istifa'u means to select something. Since it's tofu, what you're saying, select here. The people you will hear these things from are people who will come tomorrow and say, Agbologa, I tell you this. And it was not once, you will hear it many times. Loshogwe, I can tell you, Masjid, where you perform Salatul Juma, Tepe is Tofu Logo. It's the Tarasu, Itadilu. These are the expressions. Itadilu, be balanced. Tarasu, Esumarai, be close to yourself. Close up, we'll read it. Istau, be balanced, be equal. So Al-Imam al-Shawkani said, وَعَلَى الْجَمَاعَةِ أَنْ يُسَوُّوا صُفُوفَهُمْ. It is the duty of the jama'ah, of the congregation, أَنْ يُسَوُّوا صُفُوفَهُمْ, that they should equalize their sufuf. They should make their sufuf to be what? Balanced, equal. Everybody is equal in salah. The proof for that occurs in many ahadith, but we'll just read one of them and proceed. Go. We want to finish this chapter today, inshallah. We have about four ahadith. We read one of them and proceed. Nu'man ibn Bashir, radiyallahu anhu. This companion Nu'man was a little young boy, about 7-8 years old when the Prophet died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But his father Bashir was a companion. Himself, Nu'man, was a companion. So when you say Nu'man ibn Bashir, what do you say? Radiyallahu anhuma. He said, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusawwi sufufana. Abu Aisha. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusawwi sufufana. Anabi ama tunsafu wa shekwe kogun. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be making the rows to be balanced. He may have to go away from here, go down there, push the man, push his shoulder, tell him to adjust, push him back, come back, push this one, Tell him to come front. You go there too. Go back. Push front. Go back. Like that. Until the sufuf are straight. If you can't go to the next row because everywhere is filled up, you appoint something. Abu Fulan. Some will and a soft. Help us to straighten the rows. As you did. So you go straighten the row. Why are we speaking like this? Because there are confusion everywhere. Awon eyan fe mo dodo gan ma. May Allah protect us. This companion Nu'man ibn Bashir said, "Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusawwi sufufana." The Messenger of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will straighten the rows. Hatta he said, Hatta ka'annama yusawwa aw yusawwi bihal kidah. He will straighten the rows. Hatta yusawwi such that it will be as if that row. Yusawwi biha al-qidah. As if the rows will be used to straighten the bow, to strengthen the arrow itself that goes after it's been shot from the bow. Fam, must it be straight or not? It must be straight, go. Now, while working on that arrow itself, they straighten it upon something. Do we understand? You use something to make sure that it is straight. The sufuf will be so straight that you will think that they are using the rows to straighten the arrow. Because if it is not straight, it will not straighten the arrow. So it will be so straight as if that they are using our sufuf to straighten the arrows. But let's say straight too. Very, very straight. He said, radiyallahu anhu, kana rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam yusawwi sufufana hatta ka'annama yusawwa bihal kidah. Hatta, the messenger continued like this, alayhi salatu wasalam, ra'a anna qad aqalna anhu. He saw that qad aqalna anhu. We have understood that from him. He saw it like that. Summa kharaja yawman. Then one day he came out to lead us in salah. Faqama hatta yukabbiru. Hatta kada yukabbiru. So he came out alayhi salatu wasalam. Hatta kada yukabbiru. He almost said takbiratul ihram. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fara'a rajulan. Badian sadruhu min as-saf. Then he saw one man whose chest was out. Ayalasa. His chest. Badian sadruhu fi as-saf. He saw a man who was pushing his chest forward on the saf. Faqala ibadallah. The Prophet said, O you servants of Allah, la tusawwunna sufufakum. أو لا يخالفن الله بين وجوه. You'd better straighten that row. You better straighten your rows. أو لا يخالفن الله بين وجوهكم. Or Allah will turn your faces to the back. The head that is facing front. تبعت سافو دادا الله يوريه بارسين. This is one meaning of la yukhalifanna Allahu bayna wujuhikum. The second meaning ulama take is that you will hate yourself. Your head will turn in opposite direction. When Imam is saying go, everybody will say don't go. When Baba Adini is saying we will go, ya sunnah will say we will not go. So there will be khilaf. Enuyoni karai oroyoni ko. Ema ya para ni te ba ti to safu dada ah mo boya yen sele ni mo sa ti ni sin o ha oni la tusawunna sufufakum أَوْ لَيُخَالِفَنَّ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ وُجُوهِكُمْ. You'd better straighten your rows, or else Allah will make your heads to turn in opposite directions. What did this companion do that for which the messenger made that statement? What did he do? His test was out. How many of them? Only one person. Only one. One person's chest was out. How many people's chests will be out today in our own Sufuf? How many? How many? Abali Mamu, how many? Allahu Akbar. This hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir that we read occurs in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibadallah, latusawunna sufufakum aw la yukhalifanna Allahu bayna wujuhikum. You'd better straighten your rows, or else Allah will turn your faces in the opposite directions. So that's why Imam Shawkani said, wa alal jama'ati an yusawwu sufufahum. The jama'a has a right. They have a duty upon themselves that they straighten their rows. It is this hadith that made ulama say that taswiyat sufuf in salah is wajiba. They say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not be giving a warning like that to something that is mustahabba. It's wa'id, shadid. It's a serious warning. This kind of a warning will not be for something that is mustahab. Mustahabuni, mustahabuni. What is the proof? There is wa'id, shadid, that latusawunna sufufakum aw la yukhalifanna Allahu bayna wujuhikum. Sallallahu salamat wa afiyah. So Imam Shawkani said, wa ala al-jama'ati an yusawu sufufahum wa an yasuddu al-khalal ko wa an yasuddu. There are other ahadith, but we have to proceed. Wa an yasuddu al-khalal. Imam Shawkani said, wa ala al-jama'ati an yusawu sufufahum wa an yasuddu al-khalal. They should straighten their rows. وَأَنْ يَسُدُّ الْخَلَلْ. And block every space in between themselves. They must block it. سَدُّ الْخَلَلْ. Blocking the spaces must be done. It's a duty on the jama'ah. And the leader of that jama'ah is the imam. He has the right to go around, check. If the saf is not straight, you don't start until it is straight. Even when he wants to even make takbirah to ihram, he will still be looking. Like the Prophet looked. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He saw somebody chest. Say, hey, you! Oja to safu dada. Kola obama yuri ekwada saying. Lodi o ni awan baba o so uke so awa leto be ni o le juvelo. Le juvelo. I am saying this because this is what they will say to you. And I'm responding to them. Oh, lejbele. Inti olu obade data na biba mule la mule. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive all of us. Abdullah ibn Omar, he gave a hadith upon which Imam Shawkani depended on to say, wa an yasuddu al-khalal. Abdullah ibn Omar reported that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أقيم الصفوف أقيم الصفوف establish the rows إقامة أجكي وصفي وطح let the rows be balanced أقيم الصفوف أقيم الصفوف وحاذوا بين المناكب. Make the shoulders, I don't know the name you call it, oh. I'm still calling it shoulder. This lump of flesh, is it part of the shoulder? Shoulder? What about here? Huh? Shoulder. Here, uncle. Shoulder. Shoulder joint. I'm not convinced. Because in Arabic, this is al-katf. This is mankib. Katf. Mankib. Katf. Mankib. Catch monkey. What's your name? Durrahman. Show me your catch. Monkey. Catch monkey. Catch monkey. Now. Aha. The shoulder. In English language too. Anyway, what we are saying, so that people who are not here can understand. That's the difference between the two of you. You are seeing, they cannot see. So as we say here, here, they don't know where we are pointing at. What we are saying is, the joints between the shoulder, from the neck down, as if you are going to the upper arm. There's a lump of flesh there that makes it a curve. Before, there's a lump of flesh. That area is called mankib. So the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, would say, وَحَاذُوا بَيْنَ الْمَنَاكِبِ. The plural of mankib is manakib. Equalize, make your shoulders be equal, as they have called it. وَسُدُّ الْخَلَلِ. Cover all the gaps. So when you say, سَوُّوا صُفُوفَكُمْ وَسُدُّ الْخَلَلِ. Suddu al khalal wa suddu al khalal tarasu itadilu. These are your statements. When you are saying them, don't say them like play. Say them like a commander of army. Say them like chief of defense staff. Itadilu. You know why you want to stand before Ar-Rahman? That way of expressing it will gear the people up. And to think back, we are like, to listen to the following instructions. May Allah forgive all of us. Abdullah ibn Umar said that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, radiyallahu anhuma, أقيموا الصفوف وحاذوا بين المناكب وسدوا الخلل. That is the third instruction. ولينوا بأيدي إخوانكم. لينوا بأيدي إخوانكم. لينوا بأيدي إخوانكم. Take it easy with the hands of your brothers. Linu bi aidi ikhwatikum. Take it easy with the hands of your brothers. Oh yeah, brothers. Stand up. Let us show. How do you take it easy with the hand of your brother? Ulama explain. If the saf is established. So linu bi aidi ikhwanikum is that your brother comes now. He wants to from behind. He wants to come into the room. So when he comes, he will touch you like this. You see? Say, Linu bi aidi, this my hand with which I want to enter here. You make it easy for me for this hand to be able to find a space. Linu bi aidi, I want to come into this room. Lino, so when my hand comes, listen, go ahead and come. La, lino, take it easy. The AED with the hands of your brother. Esikbelefelef, where you are warm, my eye is to back to the after India. After India. Lino, the AED, take it easy with the hands of your brother. Radiallahu anhu. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said, وَلَا تَذَرُوا فُرْجَاتٍ You are writing. Write your hadith. Don't worry. We'll come back to you. Another portion. Okuka. Sorry. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَا تَذَرُوا فُرُجَاتٍ لِلشَّيْطَانِ لَا تَذَرُوا فُرُجَاتٍ لِلشَّيْطَانِ Do not leave spaces for shaitan. Don't leave spaces for shaitan. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَنْ وَصَلَ صَفًا وَصَلَهُ اللَّهُ مَنْ وَصَلَ صَفًا وَصَلَهُ اللَّهُ You say this to Imam. Istaw, itadilu, tarasu, man wasala safan wasalahu Allah. Whoever connects the saf, Allah will connect him with his mercy. Wa man qata'a safan qata'ahu Allah. Antun jasafu. Ma barakam yo. Bola obade da o se gbe jina si keni e. Anabi lo so be. Man wasala safan wasalahu Allah. Whoever connects the rows, Allah would connect. Wa man qata'a safan qata'ahu Allah. Whoever disconnects the rows, Allah will disconnect. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam will not make this kind of a statement over something that is mustahab. It means that we have to suffer is wajibah. Man qata'a saf qata'ahu Allah, and then it is mustahab. Man wasala saf wasalahu Allah. It is mustahab, it's more than mustahab. And to buy just a football about a John Nani. And to buy to suffer long about to Alamaritana. Long about fast, okay. These issues are strange, my dear brothers. Could Allah and our tongues of Panshi Sunna? Strange. May Allah forgive all of us. Says, وَلَا تَذَرُوا فُرُجَاتٍ لِلشَّيْطَانِ Do not leave spaces for shaitan. وَمَنْ وَصَلَ صَفًا وَصَلَهُ اللَّهِ Whoever connects a row during salah, Allah would connect him. وَمَنْ قَطَعَ صَفًا قَطَعَهُ اللَّهِ Whoever disconnects the row, Allah will disconnect him. This hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawood. It also occurs in Sunan al-Nasa'i. Al-Imam Ahmad also reported the hadith in his Musnad. Nu'man ibn Bashir explained. He says, فَرَأَيْتُ الرَّجُلِ So because of all these instructions, I would find a man يُلْزِكُ مَنْكِبَهُ مَنْكِبَ صَاحِبِهِ يُلْزِكُ مَنْكِبَهُ مَنْكِبَ صَاحِبِهِ إِلْزَاقْ إِلْصَاقْ He will stick his shoulder to the shoulder of his brother. رحمهم الله وركبته بركبة صاحبه and his rukba, his ankle, that bone on our legs, the small bone that protrudes at the feet, they will join to themselves. That small bone, this one. Yes, they will join. Here will join. Here will join. رضي الله عنهم. Then he says, وَكَعْبَهُ بِكَعْبِهِ The side of his knees will be joined. Oh yeah, let's do it. We want to follow the statement of Nu'man ibn Bashir, radiyallahu anhu. فَرَأَيْتُ الرَّجُلَ يُلْزِكُ مَنْكِبَهُ بِمَنْكِبِ صَاحِبِهِ Mankib. Mankib bi mankib. Aywa. Mankib bi mankib. Ewa, monkey be monkey. Ewa, monkey be monkey. You see now, telephone it as we are. It needs that somebody is push checking it. I wish that we can see these brothers as they are. The sufuf is straight, straight. This stuff you are saying here is straight. No chest out, no chest in. Bolu over there that she take a man do lori on. Surah Nabi wa akwa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay. Wa rukubatahu bi rukubatihi. Ruku. Eyo. you see that there's no V shape there. Tabani to safu awa fi kamandiri karawa ha irano. When they say we should make sufuf, we will now use the small feet to touch themselves like this. Ah. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa suddul khalal, close all the spaces. That V shape, that space that is there, what is it doing? And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wala tazaru furujatin li shaitan. Don't leave furujatin. Don't leave any spaces for shaitan. Those V shape, when we do V, our leg V shape, we use the smallest finger to touch the next smallest finger, and there's a V shape. Those furaj, what are they for? Furujatin. La tazaru furujatin li shaitan. Do not leave any small space, any space. Look at this. Look at this rose. Hey, one. Shabbat. Little ones. What's your name? Abdul Hamid. Ahmad. I have seen the rose. See the rose. How is it? Please send me the little children. Send all the little boys from. They started becoming more important to me now than adults. Come and see the rose. Check the manakib first. Check the mankib. They are inspecting. Yurziku mankibahu bi mankibi sahibihiko. Oku ni, oku rukba, rukba. Are they touching? Check the rukam. Come and see. Let them, please give them space. Are they straight? Abdul Hamid and Ahmed, you are the first to come. Sheikh Isa, Ra'isa, Sheikh Abu Salam, Ra'isa, Anta, is an irji'u. Ila makiniko. It's remaining some shabab. Come and see. See the rose. Is this straight? MashaAllah. See the rose. See. Is this straight? Straight. So when you pray, that is how you must stand. Okay? All of you. When you perform salah, like this. Like this. Hey, go and sit down. So Anas Nu'man ibn Thabit said, فَرَأَيْتُ الرَّجُلَ يُلْزِكُ مَنْكِبَهُ بِمَنْكِبِ صَحِبِهِ وَرُكْبَتَهُ بِرُكْبَةِ صَحِبِهِ وَكَعْبَهُ بِمَذَا بِكَعْبِ صَحِبِهِ. Look at this. That's all for today, inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا. I wish I am you. So Al-Imam al-Shawkani said in our matin, let's go back to our matin. وَعَلَى الْجَمَاعَةِ أَنْ يُصَوُّوا صُفُوفَهُمْ كُوْ وَأَنْ يَصُدُّوا الْخَلَلْ كُوْ. That is a hadith on Saddul Khalal. There she meant to safunia. Then he said, وَأَنْ يُتِمُّوا صَفَّ الْأَوَّلِ وَأَنْ يُتِمُّوا الصَّفَّ الْأَوَّلَ ثُمَّ الَّذِي يَلِيهِ ثُمَّ كَذَلِكِ. And that they should cover the first rows. يُتِمُّوا, they should complete the first rows. They should complete the first rows. ثُمَّ الَّذِي يَلِيهِ. After the first row is complete, then they should complete the next one. ثُمَّ كَذَلِكِ. And then after the second row is complete, then they should complete the third row. The question will always ask, what is the proof for that? The proof for that occurs in the hadith of Jabir ibn Samra, also a very lengthy hadith, but we'll pick the point of reference for it. In it, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir we just read occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. The hadith of Nu'man occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. Anas ibn Malik also has a similar report in Sahih al-Bukhari. Anas ibn Malik has a similar report with that of Nu'man describing the same thing no man described, but that one occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. Then Al-Imam al-Shawkani said, وَأَنْ يُتِمُّ الصَّفَّ الْأَوَّلَ ثُمَّ الَّذِي يَلِيهِ ثُمَّ كَذَلِكِ. We say that that is based on the hadith of Jabir ibn Samra. We'll soon end this class, inshallah. That the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَا تَصُفُّونَ كَمَا تَصُفُّ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهَا أَلَا تَصُفُّونَ كَمَا تَصُفُّ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهَا. Will you not strengthen your rows? Will you not make your rows? كَمَا تَصُفُّ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهَا. The way the angels straighten their rows when they stand before Allah, will you not strengthen your rows like that? فَقُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ تَصُفُّ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهَا. We ask Messenger of Allah, كَيْفَ تَصُفُّ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهَا. How do the angels straighten their rows when they stand before their Lord? قَالَ, the Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, يُتِمُّونَ الصُّفُوفَ الْأُوَلِ. يُتِمُّونَ الصُّفُوفَ الْأُوَلِ. They will complete the first rows. أُوَلِ is the jamu of الْأَوَّلِ. يُتِمُّونَ الصُّفُوفَ الْأُوَلِ. They will complete the first rows. وَيَتَرَاصُونَ فِي الصَّفِّ. وَيَتَرَاصُونَ فِي الصَّفِّ. And then they will cling to themselves on the rows. They will complete only the first rows first. If the first row is not complete, don't start the second row. If the second row is not complete, don't start the third row. يُتِمُّونَ الصُّفُوفَ الْأُوَلِ. They will complete the first rows. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَرَاصُونَ فِي الصَّفِّ. And then in the saf, they will connect themselves. They will be tightly connected. No space for shaitan. And Imam al-Nawawi said, وَمَعْنَا إِتْمَامِ الصُّفُوفِ الْأُوَلِ. The meaning of completing the first rows is أَنْ يُتِمَّ الْأَوَّلُ. That the first one should be complete. وَلَا يُشْرَعُ فِي الثَّانِي حَتَّى يَتِمَّ الْأَوَّلَ. And we should not start the second one until يَتِمَّ الْأَوَّلُ. The first one becomes complete. وَلَا فِي الثَّالِثِ. We should not start the third row حَتَّى يَتِمَّ الثَّانِي. Until the second row is complete. وَلَا فِي الرَّابِعِ. We should not start the fourth row حَتَّى يَتِمَّ الثَّالِثِ. Until the third row is complete. وَهَاكَذَا إِلَىٰ آخِرِهَا. That is how we'll do it till the end of it. That's why Imam Shawkani said, وَأَنْ يُتِمُّوا الصَّفَّ الْأَوَّلِ ثُمَّ الَّذِي يَلِيهِ ثُمَّ كَذَلِكَ. I hope that the point is clear. The hadith we read, that hadith of Jabir ibn Samra, occurs in Sahih Muslim. Al-Imam Abu Dawud also reported hadith. Imam Ahmad also collected hadith. I think this is the end of this bab. Babu Salat al-Jama'ah. One of the longest bab so far. Babu Salat al-Jama'ah. Hiya min akadi sunan. Watan akidu bithnain. Wa iza kasura al-jam'u. كان الثواب أكثر وتصح بعد المفضول والأولى أن يكون الإمام من الخيار ويأم الرجل بالنساء لا العكس والمفترض بالمتنفل والعكس وتجب المتابعة في غير مفتل ولا يأم الرجل قوما هم له كارهون ويصلي بهم صلاة أخفهم ويقدم السلطان ورب المنزل والأقرأ ثم الأعلم ثم الأسن وإذا اختلت صلاة الإمام كان ذلك عليه لا على المؤتمين به وموقفهم خلفه إلا الواحدة فعن يمينه وإمامة النساء وسط الصف وتقدم صفوف الرجال ثم الصبيان ثم النساء والأحق بالصف الأول أولو الأحلام والنهى وعلى الجماعة أن يسووا صفوفهم وأن يسدوا الخلل وأن يتموا الصف الأول ثم الذي يليه ثم كذلك. I should ask you a question before you ask me. What if someone comes and stands with the Imam in Salah? Maybe because there is no space behind. So he finds a way into the masjid, he comes and stands. Baba Imam shifts, he stands on the right. How is that? Someone comes and stands near the Imam in Salah. Is it correct? Is it correct? It is correct. And it happens a lot. All the rows would have been complete, no space, and Imam is standing alone. Someone can just come, find a way and stand near the Imam. It's correct. But where will he stand? On the right side of the Imam. He will stand on the right side of the Imam. But people can say, where did you find that and what's proof for that? The proof for that is the hadith of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The last salah the Prophet observed, Salatul Fajr, with the rest of the Muslims. The Prophet was brought in the salah sallallahu alaihi wasallam while Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was already in that salah. So he stood by the side of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam while the salah was going on. He wanted to come back. The messenger said, no, continue with the salah. So ulama say that is proof. Amongst the person who said so was Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah. He mentioned that in his Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah. He mentioned that in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah. He even made a tabweeb on that hadith of Abu Bakr Siddiq. He said, Babu Ijazati Salatil Ma'mum, the chapter regarding the permissibility of the prayer of a person praying behind the Imam. An yamin al-imam, if the person stands on the right side of the imam, إذا كانت الصفوف خلفهما, when the sufuf is behind them, someone comes and stands and pray beside the imam. The imam says, Ibn Khuzaymah said, Muhammad ibn Ishaq ibn Khuzaymah, rahimahullah, he said that hadith of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq is evidence that that kind of a thing is permissible. I hope that this point is clear. We stop here for today, inshallah. Our next discussions will be on Sajda to Sahwi. Kabli Baji, inshallah. Someone misses Takbiratul Ihram. What will he do? What will he do? The person who misses Takbiratul Ihram. He will start his Salah all over because that's a rukun. Koti bere rukun. Even if he was on sajda, he would stand up, say Allahu Akbar, and start salah fresh. As they say. So we'll come back to these issues. Somebody leaves iqama. What will he do? Someone who leaves iqama. What will he do? Kabuli Abibadi. Eh? No Qabli, no bad. You just continue to salah. Inshallah, we'll come back to these issues in our next class. Babu Sajda Tisawi is our next discussion, inshallah. May Allah bless all that we have done so far. If there are a few questions, we can ask them, then we can answer. Just few questions today, please, because Maghrib is fast approaching. Now, Amin Wantum. Alayhi salatu wassalam. Make what? Yes. Why he said so? Because he was inspired by his Lord to teach us that that is how to behave in salah. That if the sufuf are arranged, because some of us can say, my saf is straight already, don't disturb me. So he said, take it easy with the hand of your brother. When he wants to find a space in that role, so you take it easy. Layyinu bi'aydi ikhwanikum. Take it easy with your hands. Don't throw their hands away. Don't give an elbow. He can find a way to maneuver, shift you. You can adjust a little bit and create a space for him. You can create a space if you want to create a space. If you are in haram, you will not ask this question. Makkah. The place of three people, seven people can stand there and pray. You don't know? May Allah make you go for Hajj this year. A place of three people, seven can stand there. Everybody will just find a way to just pray. Because of the kulla, because of dik, because of tightness. So, is the hadith clear to you now? Ameen. Naam. I saw you in Lagos. You live in Lagos? Allah was there. Naam. Somebody who cannot pray stand. Falyu salli jalisa. We discussed this while we were talking about al-qiyam fi salah. He will sit down sitting. And the asl of sitting is iftirashan. Iftirash. You know iftirash? You must know iftirash. There shouldn't be anybody in this class who does not know iftirash. Cool? Okay. You know iftirash. The sitting we sit between two, the first sitting of tashahud, that sitting is iftirash. So if he cannot sit like that, fayajlisu murabbi'an, aw mutarabbi'an, he will sit connecting his legs like this. And that occurs in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar in Sahih al-Bukhari. You remember that evidence, go. Ikhwa, your strength is your proof. Your strength in the path of knowledge is your proof. So when you forget them, you lose your strength. But when you have them, you are with your strength. So for everything you see, don't forget the proof for it. You say no, it's like they say, ah, you know, the sensible person will keep quiet after that one. If he doesn't keep quiet for you, you keep quiet for him. If you see, Anabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said we should do something like this. Then you have to one rojo, it was dake fun. Tuba dake, it was dake fun. Yama dake fun, yako? Now, he's still on stage. The brother is still there. He can only sit by stretching his legs. Is allowed. We mentioned even this one too, and that is from the statement of Al-Imam al-Nawawi. There it is not Iwa. Ibn Qudama also said it in Al-Mughni. If he cannot sit down iftirashan, yajlis mutarabbi'an. If he cannot sit mutarabbi'an, then he can sit as it's easy for him. Ibn Hajar also mentioned it in Fath al-Bari, that he can even sit down and stretch his leg in the direction of the Qibla. It is that one that you remember, Abu Abdullah. Now, because the day you say, somebody can say, Afa, I took to tell our father, Lusabe, oh, he didn't bar me at your bar, not at the source. You know, people are harsh. I mean, people are harsh against the truth now. So if you want to say it, you respect them, but you be defamed. Defamed. People are harsh against truth now. He was the firm. Now, alaykum as-salam. Dua al-istiftah. Yes, we say dua al-istiftah behind the imam. If the imam has not started Surah al-Fatiha. If he has started Surah al-Fatiha, you go straight to Fatiha. If he has started Surah, you keep quiet. You be listening to the Surah. So dua al-istiftah depends on where is the imam. Fatiha too depends on where is the imam. You will not be reciting Fatiha when the imam is reciting a surah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that, وَإِذَا قَرَعَ فَأَنْسِتُ If the Imam is reciting a surah, keep quiet. Naam. Alaykum salam. A malam with a single wife. Allahul Musta'an. Naam. Is it not Allahul Musta'an? How will he do what? The husband in front, the wife at the back. If there is Abdullah, Abdullah will stand to the right of Abu or Bilal. But if there are two, Abdullah and Bilal, the two of them will stand behind Abu, then Ummu will stand at the back. If there is Hafsa, they will stand with Ummu at the back. But if you have two wives, you didn't ask that one. I won't say that one. No. I won't say that one. Now, alaikum salam. What will the Imam do if he tells the people, "Sawu sufufakum," and he's going to adjust the saf? Alaikum salam. Naam? Ask it in Yoruba. Naam. Uban Salo. Kini Biri Be. Okay. Elekeji. Alayhi salatu salam. Then. Allahu Akbar. Jazakallahu khair. The brother asks the first question. He observes Salah in the masjid. And each time he seeks to go near the person to close up the saf, the person is running away. The messenger talked about Anabi Tisororu one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Tisororu ehina. Niman wasala safan wasalahu la. Wa man kotoahu entuba so safuko. Allah bo fa si ke. Entuba si gisafunko. Yogwe jina si ke. So o Tisororu ehina, o Tisororu ehina. Chuba, dear brothers, educate the people first before you begin to say harsh words. Educating the people. Enlightenment takes precedence. Please. Make sure that you are ready to just explain, make them understand. Be concerned to make the people understand. Don't go to the people and say, "Huh, Baba, and so my yes, hello. He can't look at the sample. Don't do so. What you be telling him here is Sawu sufufakum tarasu. Allah tasufu na kama tasuful malaika. This is say no to safu be safu or malaika in kaka. I want the lag of a borele. Shukaki to fagwa la fe ha and to safu and salo. He cannot le not this. ادعي الى سبيل ربك بالحكمه والموعظه الحسنه. Good wisdom, good talk. لاكاي تو يانجو اتي واسي تو دا لا في مان سورو غوغو اي رسي مان ني تي يان مان سو مبه لكل مقام مقام. So you won't tell elderly people here esafu safu ike olorun bo ma safu indo. Say to them, Allah tasufuna kama tasufu al-malaika ija tusafu ba'a malaika nasi man tusafu inda rabbihim. Or inda rabbiha. Inda rabbihim is the riwayah of al-imam al-Nasa'i. Inda rabbiha riwayah of Imam Muslim. So you tell them this. O man tusafu ba'i. So don't say that. It has happened to me before. And don't think, okay, Oshogbo ni kan lo ti sele, it happened, my own happened to me in Medina. I think I mentioned something like that last Ramadan in Masjid al-Haram, it happened to me again. And the person with whom it happened to me is a young brother. I don't know, Niruma, two years ago, he was running away. He was running away when he moved to, he would be running away. In Medina, it was an old man. This one is about 12 years now. This Baba, we observe Salah. Salatul Fajr. So when we stood up, I moved close. He moved close. When he moved close, I moved close. You know what he did? He pushed me away. What do you think he would do to me after Salah? Yeah. As his mate, Salamu alaikum, Salamu alaikum. What's wrong with this black man? Don't hear me again. Okay, you hear me? I could not laugh. He can slap me, my love. Because I told my, he was really irritated. So you don't laugh. You see, I was just looking at him. All I was praying that he should not attempt to slap me because I will not be able to do anything. You slap an old man, you have a head. So I was just begging Allah, you should not attack me. That's all. Because there's nothing I will do. But I was not surprised. It has happened many times. In Makkah last Ramadan, young brother, young, he was running away. So it can happen anywhere. I don't think that it is because it is in, which city are you from? Oshogbo. You are living in Oshogbo and it happened in Oshogbo, Abi. Ikeno, it happened in one village called Ikeno. The second question he asked was about the musalla of women in masajid. The hadith we read indicates that the women should have a praying place, the masjid. In fact, the incidence of Abu Malik in Al-Ash'ari occurred in a masjid. So that shows that women can have a place in the masjid. And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tamna'u ima Allahi masajid Allahi. Do not prevent the female servants of Allah from the house of Allah. And then there are many other ahadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after salah, he will tell the men to wait so that women can go first. Aisha radiallahu anha said, after Fajr, we the women, we hasten out of salah even before it becomes bright. So there are clear-cut evidences that women were in the same masjid with the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu. But with one condition, the masjid must be big enough to be able to occupy the large male congregation and the female congregation so that there will not be confusion inside the masjid. Apart from that, there is no basis to deny women a place in the masjid. In the north, it's very common, although things have started to change. In the north, you will not find praying places for women. But they will come for Salatul Jummah, some masajid. Women will come for Salatul Jummah. But in Ramadan, women will come for Taraweeh. If the mosque does not have a place, they will take a barrier and put their women's place in the masjid. Salatul Taraweeh. They will come for Taraweeh. So this shows that I think they understand too that women should come. But for comes to Salawah, they didn't just create a space. But I'm sure with the consciousness now of the people of Sunnah and others, people are beginning to realize that there is nothing that prevents women from having a place in the masjid. I hope that this question is answered. The last question today, inshallah. Amin wa amin. Naam. I did not. Ulul Ahlami wa Nuha. Those were they. Ubay ibn Ka'b, Muaz ibn Jabal, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. These were the people who used to stay behind the Prophet Muhammad. They were the Afas amongst the companions. In fact, one day he missed Salah, he was asking the people, is Muaz not there? See, I was there. I said, why didn't you correct me? So those were the scholars, the learned people. They are the people of Al-Ahlam and Nuha. I think we should stop here, inshallah, till our next class. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.